you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Michael Litchin's with us as we talk about exorcisms, the Exorcism Files. We'll be talking about a movie with Father Gabriel Amorth, who died at the age of 91 after doing, as Michael said, thousands of exorcisms. Truly remarkable, Michael. Is the Catholic Church the only religion that covers exorcisms?
There are other churches and religions, obviously, different branches of Protestantism, have a ministry of exorcism in some way. I know of a couple Anglican exorcists. And then there are also religions that have what we might call exorcisms. I don't know if that's the official name in, you know, like shamanism and things like that, where there is a ritual to getting rid of demons that might be vexing people.
It's just remarkable that it happens the way it does. Tell me about the devil. What are your thoughts of that?
I am one of those who does believe the devil is real. That is actually a really controversial thing to believe in, even American Christian circles. Like, there are people who, in the 1960s, even the Catholic Church was talking less about him. Suddenly The Exorcist comes out and there's a renewed interest, and they didn't have enough exorcists. But yes, I do think he is a real force, and I believe that ultimately we can't blame everything on him. We are humans. We have our free will. But his job is to lure people away from grace, and that is what we have to resist and fight against more than anything.
Have there been, as you were saying, that you have witnessed several haunted possession objects that were... How do you exorcise an object?
Often, usually with a blessing. And in a couple cases of lay member Adam Bly, who I mentioned earlier, he recalls a farmhouse where they had a haunted painting just left behind by previous people in their attic. New owners come. They claim that their house is haunted. They give away the painting to friends. The house continues for haunting a few days more, but then the haunting moves to the new house. And what they finally had to do was give the painting to the chancery for the exorcist to examine and also bless the item, and they ultimately decided that it was best just to keep it under lock and key, which is something most famously the Warrens would do, is just keep it in their little museum of objects.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley, are you familiar with her name? She's not with us anymore either.
I've heard the name. I'm not too familiar, no.
She was an expert in objects and things like that and totally convinced that they were possessed. Totally convinced.
No, and a lot of people have found that. There was the Dybbuk box from a few years ago that I think they made a movie out of. And that got that and Robert the Doll, I think, are the most famous for haunted objects that, to me, strike me more as demonic.
Good old Robert down there in Homestead, Florida.
Jeez, I know. Dolls scare me because of the Uncanny Valley anyways, but that thing is utterly terrifying.
How often are you on call? Do priests call you and say, Michael, we're doing an exorcism next week. You want to come here and witness it?
They do not. They often will interview me, usually... Not interview me. I'm interviewing them, usually anonymously, just so I can get some more insights into their ministry. But I'm not on an active phone call. If you call me in an emergency, I'm probably calling a priest next because I don't want to get into a fight without the right tools.
Generally, what kind of an entity is doing the possession?
Generally,
what is it?
It's generally a lower form of one of the fallen angels. Those were the ones that were cast out of heaven by St. Michael. On occasion, though, you get Lucifer himself who will possess a person. A couple exorcists have encountered him, though it is rare. Morth is blessed that his very first exorcism was with Lucifer, who identified himself in English, even though the young boy who was possessed by Lucifer couldn't speak English.
What do they want?
They typically want to destroy our hope. They want our souls. And the way to get to our souls is to destroy any sense of hope we have that we can be saved and redeemed. And so they'll bring in these things to scare us, to frighten us, to shake us to our core. And the idea is that we'll give over to them because of their power.
Why does invoking the name Jesus or tossing holy water at them, why does that seem to work?
It's a reminder of what they can never have, and that's one of them is the act of grace itself. The fact is that because angels are eternal, when they rebel against God, their will is forever cemented, whereas we live in time and therefore are given a lot more chances. So there was a jealousy almost from the beginning. Some mystics believe that Satan was moved to rebel in heaven because of human souls and the jealousy they had over humans. So they want to corrupt us as God's creation as much as possible.
And what kind of a job do they do, Michael, in trying to corrupt us?
In trying to corrupt, we talked about a vexation, an oppression. There's also, of course, temptation, which is the most normal form. You know, we know the cartoon of the angel on one shoulder, the devil on the other shoulder.
Which one do you listen to, right?
Yeah, which one are you going to listen to? And to some degree, this is an act of that we believe demonic entities can engage in, where they'll tempt you into doing things, usually in the name of achieving a lower good, like wealth or fame or material possessions you want.
Why must it be a priest to do the exorcism? Why can't it be you?
Well, it can't be me because I think I am a very clumsy person who can mess up a lot of things on a personal level, but also from a Catholic standpoint, the priest is, in Catholic theology, we use the term in persona Christi. They're acting in the person of Christ, much like priests in the ancient world were acting on behalf of the God they were serving at whatever altar. Catholic priests are acting on behalf of Christ and in Christ's name. So everything they do by their very lives is done through Christ.
We're going to take calls next hour with Michael. Go ahead, yeah. Michael.
Oh, and I was just saying, more importantly, a lot of them are trained for this and will fast and pray for days. They have all these prayers memorized in both Latin and their native tongue, and they're just better equipped to deal with it.
How do the demons select the human that they go after?
Funnily enough, it's often the humans who are choosing to make themselves known to the demons.
Oh, really? Yes,
it's often people who get curious. Maybe they get involved in something occult related, or they got tricked by a ghost that was haunting their house, but there's something where they reach out. Another reason why the church will warn lay people to be careful in this ministry and not go too far is because if we make ourselves too known to the demons, we're now a target. And this can have, so basically people will make themselves known, and then the temptation, the obsession will start. And from there, it's usually a path to either complete ruin or sometimes a full possession.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now, we talked earlier about the Ouija board. Your overall thoughts, is it just a game or is it serious stuff?
I think in most cases it's psychosomatic, and I want to say like more than 90% it's psychosomatic. It's us kind of playing ourselves into believing the board is talking and giving us real messages. But I think it opens a doorway more than anything. In my own family, my mom's childhood house was haunted after they played an Ouija game at a slumber party, you know, the most innocent thing you can think of. And after that, they kept seeing manifestations, objects would move and hide. And what I think you're doing there is you're inviting something in. No angel or demon can do anything without your permission, without your consent, and without your will. So by the act of playing with an Ouija board, you're saying to whatever spirit might be around or within hearing distance, come on in, play with it. Heck, move a physical object for me. And, well, you shouldn't open a door until you know what's on the other side.
So tell us about Father Gabriel at Morth. Tell us more.
Absolutely. As I said, I think he's one of the most fascinating people to have lived in the last 100 years. He performed thousands of exorcisms, and he didn't start talking to the media until he kept meeting priests and bishops who didn't believe exorcisms was a necessary ministry. He found, in fact, that many dioceses didn't even have an exorcist on staff, which is something they're supposed to have, according to the rules, to have one on staff.
At least one, right?
At least one, but many did not and hadn't had one in years, so he wanted to change that. So he started talking to the media, gave numerous interviews, appeared in a couple documentaries, and he started an International Association of Exorcists, which has been promoted by every pope since his lifetime, and has trained hundreds of priests to be exorcists. Pope Francis has spoken at a couple of these meetings because he himself, not many people know this, but he actually performed a couple of exorcisms himself back in the day.
Were they successful?
From everything Pope Francis says, obviously he doesn't want to give too many details, but he recalls that they were successful, but also shook him up pretty royally.
Is it dangerous to perform an exorcism on the performer?
You mean on the person who is performing the exorcism?
Yes.
I actually never thought of that. That's an interesting question, one I do want to ask them. From my understanding, it's not inherently dangerous to perform an exorcism on anybody. Sometimes Father Amorth, when he was trying to discern if somebody needed an exorcist or just a doctor, he would perform minor exorcisms, which would involve holy water or things like that. It would come to no harm to especially a regular person, but someone who is possessed might react very violently to that.
When I was in St. Louis, Michael, I came very close to interviewing the late priest, one of the two priests that performed the exorcism on the little boy.
Yeah.
And then he passed away, of course, the priest did.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
But he had told people that it had an effect on a lot of people. They sold the furniture, for example. The hospital closed the wing where this exorcism occurred because of strange things that were happening. But the hospital sold off the furniture that was in that room the bed, the chest, the dresser, the chest of drawers. Mm-hmm. And the people who bought those things, they claimed that strange things were happening around their house. So these objects apparently were affected. Weird.
It's very weird, and I have no doubt, like, that was an intense, if I recall, that was Father Halloran who led that particular exorcism, and several of the eyewitnesses report being physically hurt and having nightmares for years afterwards, so that was, I mean, obviously inspired the most, you know, the most terrifying movie I've ever seen, so of course it was a little rough.
When is this movie on Gabriel Amorth going to come out?
They're still working on it. Right now, Russell Crowe is supposed to be playing Father Amorth, and they're looking at a release date of 2024.
I know Russell Crowe.
Oh, you do?
I'll send him a text if this is happening.
Oh, and so that was the report I read a couple weeks ago, that he was supposed to be playing Father Amorth, and I thought, well, at first, that's like, well,
that's
he's a little
great. I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
Oh, he is one of the best. Oh, my gosh, I love...
Did you see him in the movie Unhinged, the road rage movie?
Oh, my gosh, yes. He was, again, surprisingly good. I'm always amazed at his ability to play different parts.
Now, when Father Amorth died at the age of 91, did anything strange happen to him, or did he just pass on normally?
All in all, he passed on normally. What I think is strange, quote unquote, was the fact that he worked almost until the week he died. And so he was still seeing people even when his health started failing in his 90s. And I don't know many people that want to work into their 90s, so that was always impressive to me.
Absolutely. What can people do to block any kind of demonic possession from happening to themselves? Is there any kind of protection?
There certainly is. In the Catholic Church, we have various ones, like the Epiphany blessing you might remember from your childhood. That is actually a minor rite of exorcism to protect your home from anything that might want to follow you. And that's where you draw a blessing, the cross, and the date up of the doorways. So holy water is also a great one, but the most powerful thing is prayer and also a little humility that you don't have to go looking for things.
Well, when it happens in a big way, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and like I said, in a lot of the cases covered by a recent exorcist, it's been, in the most recent book, Adam Bly's The Exorcist Files, which I edited, he talked about how a lot of these times it started out so simple and so innocently. We were talking about the Ouija board, but he met a doctor who had been dealing with a demonic activity for something like 20 years. It would literally follow him from place to place, and it all started with him getting noticed to a spirit through the Ouija board who promised him fame.
When you do this and you keep writing about it and studying it, are you concerned that something could backlash on you?
You know what? It's an absolute concern that I did not take seriously because I thought I'm just an academic. I'm just studying this. The first sign that something was going weird in my life was, of all places, I was doing a radio interview with Mancow in the Morning, Chicago's own, and it was a lighthearted interview. He was joking with me, but he asked me one question, like, it was something like, what should people do if they're being attacked by exorcists? And all of a sudden, his whole studio went dark, and I mean everything. The producers called me a week later to do the interview again because they couldn't get their studio back up, and it was the weirdest thing they'd ever seen. And so that little incident has taught me to basically make sure I'm myself and doing the right things, keeping myself in prayer, not letting my curiosity take a hold of me, and, well, definitely teaching me humility.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.